Demands for protection of old-growth redwoods are being made following the recent removal of several large trees by a Lower Redway homeowner. Reactions to the tree cutting made up most of the public comment period of the January 27th Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting. The site of the tree removal is a recently purchased property on the corner of Bryceland Road and Oak Ridge Drive in Lower Redway. As reported by the Redheaded Black Belt website on January 7th, the homeowner removed the trees because he believes they posed a falling limb hazard. CAL FIRE is the agency with authority to approve tree removal operations, and old-growth redwoods are subject to enhanced review. In a message urging people to lobby for tree protection, the Environmental Protection Information Center objects to an exemption for trees deemed to pose hazards, and the group warns that unless protection is enforced, quote, the old growth of redway is not safe, and, quote, nearly all of the trees in the community could be declared hazards and removed. Those who spoke at the supervisors' meeting also called for redwoods protection, including this redway resident.
That person saying that they have to cut trees that have been there for thousands of years to protect a home they never lived in. They bought it and immediately took down trees that have been living there far longer than anyone that's on this board or any of us that are calling in right now. So I really want the board to take seriously that the planning department is not doing its duty. On your website, it says, this planning department is responsible for protecting public health, safety, and welfare. That includes our old-growth redwoods, which are a huge asset if all you care about is economics in our community. That's part of what people come to this area for. And if you don't want to live under a redwood tree, don't buy land under a redwood tree.
Richard Ganger of Forests Forever said there needs to be, quote, a real broad, comprehensive look at the situation in Lower Redway. And he added, an improved process is needed, quote, so these things don't arise and damage happens through exemption without looking at all the alternatives to adequately protect the old growth in that area. Andrew Morris, owner of Bryceland Vineyards, vouched for better management of old growth redwoods.
What I do feel that we need is a good process to manage how decisions about these old trees are made. And there needs to be some checks and balances and to remove the profit incentive. So if somebody does have to trim trees or remove trees for real safety issues, which are determined by more than one person, maybe a panel of experts, maybe there's an option to be able to challenge a determination before it goes through all the way, before it can't be revoked. But there needs to be a process, and there needs to be an elimination of the profit motive, because somebody shouldn't be able to just buy a house at a cheap price based on the fact that the trees can't be taken, and then take the trees.
But Southern Humboldt resident Thomas Mulder, who often comments on property rights issues, said CAL FIRE's management is definitive, and he advised against going beyond it.
About the trees thing, I read that article, and I appreciate the planning director's understanding. That's outside the scope of the planning department. That rests in the hands of CAL FIRE. Totally legal. They didn't scapegoat anything. But that's another young person. The kid went to school with my daughter, same age. And you guys are trying to make him a criminal and drive him out. It's sad, you know? Promote the youth in our community to do great things because we teach them to do great things rather than drive them out of our community.
Supervisors generally don't respond to public comment on non-agenda items, and there was no board discussion on the issues raised. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.